Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a back of plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Wednesday, May the 10th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful topic for you today. Today, we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the principle behind the work and the principle behind the 12-hour day. We want to talk about the underlying principle behind the prime purpose while you are on this earth and in this dimension, my brother, this dimension, my sister, in this mortal environment, you are an immortal being that is living in a mortal environment. Let me say it again. You are an immortal being living in a mortal environment. Let me say that again. You are an immortal being, light, living in a mortal environment, dirt. Let me say that again. You are an immortal being, spirit, living in a mortal environment, flesh. You are a spirit that has a vehicle called a soul that is driving on a plane called a plane net, a planet. Let me say that again. You, my anointed brother, this is the principle behind the 12 hours that you have by which to understand the work. If you do not understand why you are on the plane that is here or that was developed by E.T., the P-A-L, plane, E.T., the word planet is the word plane, flat, E.T., extra, terrestrial. Extra means additional. Terrestrial means dirt. You are on this plane that has an additional piece of dirt. This is an additional piece of dirt for you to exercise a plan on a plane. So you got a plan on a plane as well. So what does that mean, Brother Will? What are you trying to express, expose, and expand? But first of all, this is the hidden science behind the principles. So we're going behind the Wizard of Oz, and we see behind the curtain that there is a wizard. And this wizard is oscillating and vibrating, just like Dorothy, just like the Cowardly Lion, just like the Tin Man, just like the Scarecrow. You're going to Oz. You're on the yellow brick road, brother. You're on the yellow brick road, and you're on your way to look for something that you already have. If you remember the story of the Wizard of Oz, on their road to find and to get to Oz, come to find out that the Cowardly Lion already had a heart. He already had courage. The Scarecrow had what he needed. The Tin Man had what he needed. Everybody had what they needed except for Dorothy. And all Dorothy had to do was click her heels three times to return back to Kansas, to return home. But my brothers and my sisters, we're not in Kansas anymore. It is time for you to do the work that they did. So they did the work. They traveled to Yellow Brick Road to find what they was looking for. And they got to the Wizard of Oz. And they found out that Oz was a regular dude behind the curtain acting like God. But Oz wasn't God. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Father, touch the minds and the hearts of your people. So when we look at the hidden science behind the Wizard of Oz, we see the hidden science behind the principles of the Helios Biblia. This, my anointed brother, this, my educated sister, is the esoteric that I've been expressing, exposing, and expanding. There is an esoteric meaning behind everything, especially the Helios Biblia or the Bible. But without now, you got the exoteric, you got the outside meaning, you do that every Sunday. But do you have the esoteric meaning, my brother? Do you have the esoteric meaning, my sister? The esoteric meaning behind the wizard. You are the wizard. The Wizard of Oz, when you go there and you look behind and you see the occult meaning of the Wizard of Oz and the history behind the Wizard of Oz, and it is all about programming. So they put this in front of you. Now, the Wizard of Oz is an old story, but it's about the Illuminati mind control, or the skill of manipulating the principle of the 12 hours and the principle of the work. So the Wizard of Oz, my brothers and sisters, is the secret of the mystery, the secret of the Egyptian mystery schools. And if you can understand that the Wizard of Oz, the land of Oz, Dorothy and everything about the Emerald City of Oz talks about, notice the emerald, the color, emerald green, emerald, the emerald tablets of thought. So there is some serious occult meaning behind Dorothy and her three companions. That one, they represent what we talked about yesterday, the principle behind mentalism, the principle behind feeling, the principle behind manifestation, mental, emotional, physical, spirit, soul, body, the power of three, the law of three, faith, hope, love, fear, doubt, and unbelief. So if you can wrap your brain around this, again, this is just giving you an example of what I'm trying to express to you today, which is the under open understanding of this powerful principle. So let's break down this principle that is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. So the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 16, let's start with verse 15. Revelation 21, verse 15. The angel who spoke with me had a golden measuring rod to measure the city and to measure its gates and to measure its walls. So, my brothers, we're talking about, as I talked about yesterday, three dimensions. Now, I broke down the 12 dimensions. These 12 dimensions have 12 points. Now, the 12 dimensions of the 12 points that you have to beam or be on, each one of these 12 dimensions represents the 12 hours in a 12 or 24-hour day. Father, touch the minds of your people. Very, very important. And the reason that most people do not understand the hidden science behind what's going on planet Earth, you're supposed to be doing something. You only got 12 hours to do it. You have to do the work, and you have to do the work within the time period that you have been allotted, or you stay in Oz. You can't go home. Like Dorothy, you are stuck in the land of Oz. You can't go home. You can click your heels, brother. You can click your heels, sister, but you can't go home. It's very, very, very important, my brothers and sisters, because this is the groundwork of the work. This is the groundwork. And most people miss this important topic. And because they miss this topic, they are stuck in the land of the wizard. And they are under the conspell, they're under the control of the wicked witch of the West that it talks about in The Wizard of Oz. This is very, very profound, my brothers and sisters. Saddens my heart because most people don't understand. And I've been doing this for a long time, brothers and sisters. I've been trying to prove myself wrong. I've been hoping that I was wrong. I've been wishing that I was wrong. I've been asking the Father to please make me wrong. But I can't find as I talked about last night with my show on The Standard, that this is a theorem, T-H-E-O-R-E-M, theo. So the angel spoke about the golden measuring. Now, I talked about the 12 points of light that you have to beam, that you have to be, and that you have to bond on the 12 points, which is the original thought of the Father or the Pater or the generator. Thought plus feeling equals manifestation. Thought has three dimensions. Feelings have three dimensions. Manifestations have three dimensions. Then we have the top crown three dimensions, which is the Father, the Mother, and the Son. The Mother, as we know it as is Sophia in the Helios Biblios of the Bible, or what we call the Logos or the Logi, or knowledge or wisdom. So, my brothers and my sisters, this is the power of three plus three plus three plus three equals 12. You have 12 strands in your DNA. There's 12 hours on a clock. And now we're reading in the book of Revelation about the golden measuring rod. Notice the rod is gold. G-O-L-D. Gold is God with Lucifer in it. Lucifer has interfered with the rebuilding of the New Jerusalem. Revelation 21 is about building the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is not about a building or a physical city in Jerusalem or in Israel. Is Isis. Ra is Ra. El is Elohim. Israel, metaphysically, externally, it is a city. But Israel, esoterically, is, which is Isis, Ra, which is the Egyptian god, El, which is Elohim. Israel is the place where the New Jerusalem is being built. New Jerusalem is your body. I am sent on this planet for such a time as this to build the New Jerusalem, which is the body that houses the Shekinah. Out of all the messages that I've done, this is the most important message that I've ever done in my entire life. And I think I may have my wife as the only person listening to my show today. And it looks like maybe Brother Daniel. That's it. So the most important message, now last night I was doing the message, which was a very important message as well. We got disconnected. So if we get disconnected today because of the importance of the message, please call right back in. I'm going to log right back in. We're going to keep it rolling. Please don't miss this message. This is the principle. This is the only purpose you're on earth. The only reason you are here is to understand the principle of the 12-hour day, which matches up with the 12 disciples, which matches up with the 12 cranial nerves in your brain, which matches up with the 12 zodiac signs, that matches up, again, with the 12. So this is the law of 12, which matches up with the number in the book of Revelations that tell you how to build a temple, which is the city lies. Now, remember, Revelation 16, this knowledge was given to me 20-plus years ago. I was scared of it. I was afraid of it. So I didn't share this with nobody. This is the first time in my life that I'm sharing this. And there's maybe one or two people here. That is how I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Brothers and sisters, Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying today. This is the principle behind the law of the 12. The 12 hours, brothers and sisters. So this is the esoteric meaning of working by day. The working of the day. Now I'm going slow on purpose. I am going very slow on purpose. So we're looking at Revelation chapter 21, verse 15. We're also looking at, as I have been inside of the message, Luke chapter 12. Notice this, Luke chapter 12, verse 25. This is the kingdom of God that is within you. It's, this is how you reunite yourself. Just like in the Wizard of Oz, this is how you go home. But to go home, you got to build your temple. It gives you the exact dimensions and the exact specifications as to how I am supposed to help you build your temple. This is the meaning of the wall of the city, of the foundational stones, and where the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb that it talks about in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 14. So the number 12 has huge significance inside of the building of the tabernacle, because 12 times 12 gives you 144. Now, this 12 is the symbolic number for the creation of the body or the temple that houses the Shekinah glory that the Bible calls the New Jerusalem. I talked about a mini-series that I watched in 2005. It's 2017 now. In 2005, I watched a CBS miniseries called The Threshold. You can go and watch it on YouTube, or you can watch it on one of these other, like Hulu. Hula, H-U-L-L. The CBS miniseries talks about how music affects the DNA and how the vibrations of music activates the 12 strands of the DNA and turns some people into monsters, demons, because of their disposition, turn other people, again, into glorified body. It talks about this is going to happen at the last trumpet, at the last trump, at the last sound. This is not going to happen until the trumpet, till the trump, until Donald Trump is here. Donald Trump is here, brother. Donald Trump is here, sister. Let me make sure that you over and understand what I'm expressing, exposing, and explaining to you today. Because once you understand this, this helps you to wrap your brain around why you are on earth. You are on earth, brothers and sisters, to build your temple, to house the Shekinah glory of God. That is why you're on here. That's why you're on here. That's why you're on earth. There are 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph had 12 brothers. There's 12 judges in the book of Judges or in Israel. There were 12 great patriarchs. There's 12 Old Testament prophets. There's 12 months in a year. There's 12 hours in a day. There's 12 cranial nerves in your body. There's 12 jewels on the breastplate of righteousness. This number 12, and there's other 12s that are significant as well. 12 signs in the zodiac, 12 months, 12 hours. What is another 12? 12 inches in the foot, 12 days of Christmas, 12 grades in school. What's another 12? 12 jurors, 12 notes, musical notes, 12 eggs in a dozen, 12 years before you become a teenager. The number 12 is very paramount to the building of your temple. Now, to build your temple, brothers and sisters, let's go back to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. This is the most profound, or one of the most profound messages that I have ever done and that I will ever do. And I've been doing a lot of messages. In fact, I got over 2,500 messages. This is the most important. The angel spoke with me about a golden measuring rod, Revelation chapter 12, verse 15. Golden, gold, G-O-L-D. Take out the L, G-O-D, God. Put in the L. What is the L? The L is Lord. The L is Kyrios. The L is Lucifer. The L is Lucifer. So I put in Lucifer. I mix that in to what God wants to do, and it turns into gold. Now, gold is the measuring rod for the city. So gold is inside of your DNA. In fact, this is biologically proven. Phosphate holds your DNA together. So the measuring rod to measure the city and its gates and its walls, the city lies four square with its width, number one. The width is the same as the length. The width is 12, the length is 12. And he measured the city with the rod, R-O-D, and all its dimensions were equal, 12 and 12. 12,000 stander in length and 12 in width and 12 in height. And he measured its wall to be 144 cubits by the human measure the angel was using. So the angel, and again, if you guys hear any like static, it's the computer. I'm using the mic on my computer, and as I'm pulling up websites to read the scriptures from, it causes a little interruption in the message. But please don't let that distract you, because I have to use my computer to pull up the scriptures that I'm reading from and the reference material. So as I'm reading this to you, brothers and sisters, what am I saying? 12 hours, 12 dimensions, 12 times 12. So there's 12 hours and there's 12 dimensions. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. This is the 12-hour day. You only have 12 hours. That's all you have to get this right. Luke chapter 12, verse 25. Now, we're going to pull up some more scriptures and stuff, but so that way I don't cause no interruption in the show. Each of the 12 zodiac signs represents one of the 12 points of light or dimensions that you got to beam. To be a star, you must produce your own light. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You cannot shine off your father, off your mother, off your husband, off your wife, off somebody else's light. You got to find your own light. What is the light? The light is the thing that I told you that curls your toes. Now, if you don't find that, if you don't have that in your life, you are in deep kimchi. That means you haven't even started working. You start working when you find purpose. Purpose is the thing that gets you up in the morning and keeps you up at night. Purpose is the thing that gives you energy to do when you don't feel like doing. Purpose is the thing that drives you. Purpose is the thought that gives you the feeling that produces the manifestation. Those are the three dimensions, the three points of light on the first dimension. Purpose gives you that. Well, where there is no purpose, there is no fire. There is no passion. There is no ability. There is no, as I talked about before, there is no cheerfulness, there is no enthusiasm, and there is no intensity. So this is the 12-hour day that allows you to do the work of building your temple. Luke chapter 12, verse 25 says this. This is the purpose of life. But which of you, by being anxious about it? So we know that the new Jerusalem, which is your body, the angel measured the wall using human measurements, and it was 144 cubits thick. So 144 cubits represents the 144 atomic elements that's inside of the human body right now as I'm speaking to you. Now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 18 says, here is a call for wisdom. Let the one who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and that is the number of 666. Now, we've been knowing that number for eons, 666. Now, everybody knows about that number, 666. That is the ancient occult number, and people have been talking about that number for eons. And everybody don't really understand that that is the number of the measure of a man. So when you understand that, that number represents the number that makes up, again, a man. But we got two men. One man, when we take the measurement, he says he found the measurements out to be 144 cubits, and the New Living Translation comes out to 216 feet. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the Rhema, word of God. 216. Six times six is 216. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear your word. 216, brother. Now, please don't take my word for it. Go to your favorite Bible reference. Type in Revelation 21, verse 17. Read it in the King James. Remember, they changed the original Aramaic to Greek and Hebrew to hide the truth in plain sight. The King Jimmy says he measured the wall. It was 144 cubits according to the measure of a man. That is of the angel. A man that is in a form of an angel. Backwards, that is an angel in the form of a man. English is English. English is the language of the fallen light beings. It's called Enochian. All of the ancient text talks about a language that was spoken by the 200 angels that fell on Mount Hermon, or Mount Herb. Now, I did that show already that on that mountain right now, there is, I've done the show. You can go to Google and type it in. On top of Mount Hermon, what's up there right now? It's also in Arizona. There is something up there called Lucifer. Each letter stands for something. It's in Arizona. And I was going to put, you know what, I better not put it up because I don't want to mess up the audio. But I've done the show. I'll send it to you. Just email me if you want to know what's on top of Mount Hermon, or you just type it in Google for yourself. They have this satellite that was commissioned by the Vatican. The public cannot go up there. It's run by the UN and by the Vatican. Now, the Vatican means foreteller of the future. The Vatican, the word Vatican means programmer of the future. The word Vatican, I have a 7-hour series, a 400-page book that explains this called the Vatican. In Arizona right now, there is a satellite that they can peer out into space. It's called Lucifer. On top of Mount Hermon right now, there is something up there on Mount Hermon. It's a base, and it's called Lucifer. That's where the 200 angels came down and established a plan, P-A-L-E, that uses ETs, extraterrestrials. Extra means additional. Terrestrial means dirt beings. That's why you're on Earth, or Gaia. It's a planet. And you are here for a purpose. And it's not to do what you're doing. Revelations 21:16 in the New Living Translation says this. Then he measured the walls and found them to be 216 feet thick, according to the human standard used by the angel. So 144 cubits is 216 feet, or is 6 times 6 times 6, or is sex, sex, sex. 6, 6, 6 is sex, sex, sex. I wrote the book. I did the series 20 years ago. I have that available as well on my website. So 144, that's you. 216, that's you. The Bible is talking about you. You're supposed to be doing something to you. You're supposed to be activating your 12-strand Christ DNA so you can get the beep up off of Chion. You're supposed to be getting out of Chion, brother. That's the purpose. You're waiting for Yahushua to come back and transform you. You're supposed to be transforming yourself. This is the perfect atomic structure. This is called the glorified body. This is how you are transformed in a twinkling of an eye. You said, well, Brother Will, I don't know about that, dog. I'm not feeling you, bro. Let's continue with Luke chapter 12, my brother. Let's continue with Luke chapter 12, my sister, because remember, this is the call to wisdom. Like it says in Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 6, this is a call to maturity. I am a Hebrews 6:1 dude. Hebrews 6:1, let us go on to maturity. Let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him. I don't do the basic teachings. I leave that to the Reverend, not the bishops. The basic teaching, Jesus is begging you. Yahushua is begging you, please, 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 can we go on to maturity? So he puts in the book of Revelation, he sent me here to teach you and to show you how to go on to maturity. But you don't want to go. Why? Because the city was made of jasper. And the city itself of pure gold as pure light. Revelation chapter 21. Verse 18. Did you hear what I say, Brother Jasper? What's the city made up of, bruh? What's the city made up of, my brother? What is the city made up of, my sisters? What are you supposed to be doing, Brother Jasper? What is everybody supposed to be doing? The foundations of the cities were adorned with every kind of precious stone. The foundations was jasper, the second was sapphire, the third was, you will find your birthstone in that city, my brother. You will find your birthstone in that city, my sister. You are the city in the form of the stone. And they use the stone that the builders rejected. There is a cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. You build your temple the same way the chief cornerstone built his temple. Jesus said, the things I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. I can't find no scriptures nowhere where Jesus says to bow down and worship me. If you can find a scripture where Jesus says to worship me, email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I can find a plethora where he says follow me, but I can't find one where he says worship me. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, so maybe you're a little bit more learned than me. So help me, because I can't find it. We're supposed to be doing the work. That is the work. What is the work? The work is you're supposed to be applying the ointment. That means salve. You're supposed to take the salve and you're supposed to apply it over your forehead, interior, because the kingdom of God is within. Outside oil on your forehead ain't going to do shiznits. It's the inside, my brother. It's the inside, my sister. That's why I have in my book christened. So when you release you activate the pituitary gland and the pineal gland. That flows the land with milk and honey. So you can do what? Build your temple. 144 cubits, 12 times 12. The 12 points of light, the 12 strands of DNA. You got to connect with the 12 dimensions or the 12 levels. Now, each one of the level represents one of the stones. I'm not going to go through the book of stones, so that way I won't mess up the audio. But if you read Revelation chapter 21, start with verse 15, go down from 15 down to about 20, 21, it reads and it lists every stone. You will find your birthstone in there. Now, a stone is an amplifier. All witches, this is why they wear their birthstone over their chest. In all of the movies, I think it was The Seventh Son. In the movie The Seventh Son, they was fighting against the witch. The witch's power was in the stone. They stole the stone, and they stole the witch's power. Now, you don't need a physical stone. You need a spiritual stone. Now, the devil puts emphasis on the physical realm. The big G put emphasis on the spiritual realm. So that's the work. What is the work, brother? You're supposed to be building your temple. Well, brother, well, how do I build my temple? That's my job. My name is Bethesda. I'm here to teach you and to help you build the temple. I was the one that built the temple in the desert in Jerusalem. Not me personally, but my ancestors. I come from a long line of descendants. I didn't really understand it until I researched it when my family was haggling over land. And I stumbled up and I went down to the city hall and researched the city records. We had over 200 acres of land in my family. That was worth today millions of dollars. These knuckleheads, they took all the land because we couldn't come together as a family, because a gentleman by the name of William Branch, who was my mother's father, he was a slave. And the slave master left him. The whole city of Forsyth, Texas was owned. We have a, right now you can go there, it's called Rogers Hill. Right now, my father's brother and, well, two of his brothers and one of his sisters still live there today. Rogers Hill, we own that entire city that is now called Forsyth, Texas, right outside of Katy, Texas, which is right outside of Houston, Texas. So William Branch was commissioned by God, at least that's what he said, to build a city. So the first church, it still stands there today. It's all beat up, broke down, broke up, and busted up. But my family's history, they're temple builders. And I'm not talking about no damn Freemasons. I'm talking about building the New Jerusalem, the temple of the body. So that way it can house the glorified body. So it can house the new man. So that way you can oscillate and vibrate on all 12 points of light and all 12 dimensions. So 12 times 12 gives you 144. 144 is the new Jerusalem. So Jesus Christ, or the Spirit of God, can dwell in your temple, because now you have been redeemed and you are shining with the glory of God. You are radiant like a precious stone, like jewelry, like jasper, like stone, clear and crystal. I just read Revelation 21:11. Revelation 21 says you should shine with the glory of God. You should be radiant like a precious jewel, like jasper, stone, clear and crystal. Revelation 21:21. Revelation 21:21. And the 12 gates, point of the zodiac sign, represents a gate. A gate is a portal. The 12 gates represents the 12 tribes of Jerusalem. Everybody's a member of one of those tribes. Each tribe represents a cranial nerve in your brain that you have to activate. That's your portal and your dimension. Maybe you're from the tribe of Benjamin. I may be from the tribe of Judah. But Yahushua came for the tribe of Judah only. Let me say that again. Jesus said that. I didn't say that. Jesus said, I came for the lost sheep of the house of Judah or Jerusalem. Then he says, well, after I'm going to get that house, I'm going to get the other 11. John 10. I'm not going to pull it up, so I won't mess up the audio, but put it up for yourself. So everybody can go and to the new, or everybody can be a new Jerusalem. That is why Jesus Christ is the most debated figure on earth. That is why you cannot. Do you know there's three Christ? According to, I can prove it to you. Any Reverend Dr. Bishop who want to break debate, let's debate. Three. And the descendants of these are spread out through all of the regions. That's why there is so much debate. Because they understand the power, so they have to. Remember, the devil brings about confusion. So there is a Yeshua who was, again, a 12-strain, what they call a 12-strain. That was a Yeshua that was named after his father. So we have three according to history. I'm not talking about something that somebody made up. According to historical fact, there was three individuals, but there's only one who was what they call a 12th level avatar. He was a Hebrew Melchizedek descendant. Now, I've done the show on Hebrew. The word Hebrew means Hebo. The word Hebo means he who crossed over. So in order to cross over, you got to understand why the Hebrew language is a mystical language. And you got to understand why Jesus Christ, after the order of Melchizedek, he's not after the priesthood of Aaron. All the other priests were priests in the lineage of Aaron. Don't believe me? I've done the show already. I wrote the book. Please look it up for yourself. Why did Yahushua came and said that he's after the priesthood of Melchizedek? Who is Melchizedek? Melchizedek is the only person in history that had no mother or no father. Melchizedek is the only one that has the same attributes as God or as Yahushua. Who is Melchizedek? I've already done the show. Melchizedek, turn his name around. Melchizedek. Dek means doctrine. Z is another word in electricity for ohms. Chi is another word for electricity. Mel is another word for melanin. Melchizedek, he is the doctrine of electricity and energy, emotion, that produces melanated individuals. That's you. There is a book, a doctrine, that teaches electrical, chemical beings how to oscillate and vibrate in this melanin body. That's what the word Melchizedek means, in reverse. So there is a particular, what they call in the ancient text, from the spear of, or the halls of Amiti. It talks about this 12-star avatar. Have you ever looked up the definition of the word avatar? Ever? So when you watch the movie, The Avatar, did you know what you was watching? Do you know why that dude was in a wheelchair in the movie, The Avatar? He went to a machine, and that machine took his chi, took his energy, and put it in another body, in another world. And he hung out, and he was this big old tall dude, fell in love with this girl. They hooked up underneath a tree of life, and he bonded, and he grew or transfigured himself to a whole nother dimension. Look at the movie, The Avatar, again. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Do you know what the word avatar means? Okay, let me mess up the audio just a little bit. I got to pull that up. I'm going to go to dictionary.com, so you're going to hear a couple of clicks. It's okay. Don't hang up. The word avatar, and just in case you have never looked it up, let me read it for you from dictionary.com. I recommend you don't believe nothing I'm saying today and that you look it up for yourself. The word avatar means a deity sent to earth incarnate form. It's the incarnation of God. It's the embodiment or the personification of the principle, the characteristics, the attitude of God. The word avatar means gods who come to earth. What do you think you are, brother? You don't know who you are. That's why you're walking around here worrying about a light bill. You have no clue. The word avatar means descendant of a deity. It's a Sanskrit word. Now, remember I talked about the word Sanskrit? Sanskrit is the only language you cannot speak. If you speak Sanskrit and if you read the original text, you will conjure up demons and devils. You would mess up some stuff. The original language, when you speak it, it activates molecules in the air. That's why you can say, let there be light, in the original language, and light will appear. Do you know on YouTube right now, there's a video of a guy talking into water, and it's producing light. Dr. Emoto did it as well. Speaking, you can speak into water, and it will produce light with your voice. The word avatar means Abba. Now, remember, God's original name is Ayah. Abba means down. Abba, tar means crossed over. What did old boy do in the movie The Avatar? He went down and he crossed over. He left his original state and he crossed over and became one of those beings in the movie The Avatar. In the movie The Avatar, that movie is the same movie. That movie, The Avatar, along with the Transformers, along with RoboCop, along with the movie The Matrix, all those movies was written by the same lady who I interviewed. I got a 3-hour interview right now on Blog Talk where I talk with her personally, a black lady from Michigan who wrote every book that God dropped in her spirit. I personally talked to, so I talked to her and I got the interview on Blog Talk. What, 4-5 years ago? She gave me an interview when she just won her $1 billion settlement. Everybody from Hollywood was asking her for an interview. And she said that God told her to grant me the first interview after she won her settlement. And I'm a freaking nobody. And I got it on Blog Talk, and what, 10 people heard it? Besides all of her people? Sophia Stewart. I interviewed her about what? What I'm telling you now. Because she knows why I'm here. She told me that you're here to help people cross over. It means to come down and cross over so you can go back home. Just like in the movie The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy had to go down the yellow brick road, and she was looking for something. She got to the wizard, and the wizard couldn't help her because the wizard is fake. Now, you're praying to a wizard who's behind a curtain. You call him God. And when you get there and you look behind the curtain, you're going to find that he's just a dude just like you who's using technology. Remember, the wizard uses technology. I have a book called Technocrats that talks about technology is the new God. Why are you looking for demons and devils out there? The demon is the freaking TV. The demon is your cell phone. I just posted on Facebook where they say if your child is under the age of 5 and if you give them a cell phone, it destroys their brain. Them suckers going to grow up stupid. Children who use a cell phone, the younger they are, the more damage it causes to the brain. It even affects our brain. Wi-Fi, everything, chemtrails, I mean, everything. So I don't care what you do, you cannot avoid it. You're going to die. That's the purpose of life. That's why you got 12 hours to figure out how not to die. If you die while you're down here, remember in the Matrix, in the movie The Avatar, they told him if he dies while he's in his avatar body, he dies while he's in his physical body. So if you die or if you're killed, let me say, if the devil can kill you while you're here, you can't go back. That's why this is so important. You don't get stuck down here, brother, playing games, watching TV. You better wake up, man. If you are killed, if the devil can get you to kill yourself by disease, by freaking doing stupid stuff, if he can kill you here, he kills you in heaven. You are here to get back to heaven. Just like Dorothy trying to get back home. If you watch The Wizard of Oz, it's telling you exactly what you should be doing. If you watch any movie in Hollywood, they're telling you. That's why the devil can go to God. He has legal right because he's telling you he's hiding in plain sight. And the Bible says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. No devil, no demon. Knowledge, but not knowledge. Gnosis. Gnosis is awareness. It's not facts. What do I have? I have discernment. That's all I got. I don't know shiznit. I've been doing this since birth. But how do I do it? I listen to my spirit. That's it. Now, I'm going to pray for you, that you listen to your spirit, because I know you probably don't understand the word I'm saying. Luke chapter 12, verse 25 says this, but which of you, by being anxious about it, see, you're anxious. That means what? See, the kingdom of God is within you. Your job is to return to divinity, to go home. You're like Dorothy. You're like every movie. You're an avatar. You're down here. Your job is not to get stuck down here. And while you are a spirit who's having a mortal experience, you're not a mortal having a spiritual experience. You got to return back to eternity, brother. You have to return back to your original destination. I wrote the book called Your Prior Existence with the Father. Me and Brother Zen Garcia did a show 5 years ago when I was on his show. I was on a dude's show by the name of John the Baptist. I was on another dude's show that was called, I forgot the boy's name, that was on, what you call him? Coast to Coast. This was an international, internet, worldwide radio station. They gave me my own radio station. And I was on it. I did it for about a month because they had never had a Christian believer who could not go in there. Everybody on that radio station was Satanist. I got the show. It's because you can Google Family Endeavors, or not Family Endeavors, Freedom Endeavors. If you Google Freedom Endeavors, Master Teacher 33, it pulls up all my shows. So every wizard, every satanic warlock is on that radio station. Now, I'm the only Christian. Now, I'm not trying to brag. I'm telling you about my freaking calling and my destiny. I've never lost a debate. I was the only Christian who came up there and debated witches and warlocks and demons, and they couldn't win because my stuff is biological, it is mathematical, and it is scientific, it is spiritual, and it's scriptural, and it's non-scriptural. Because it's not in my head, It's in my heart. It's in my DNA. It's in my lineage. It's in my heritage. So what is your lineage? What is your DNA? What is your heritage? That's the work. That's the principle of the work. So I got 12 hours to do my job on this planet. Otherwise, I could end up getting killed instead of dying after my purpose is fulfilled. If I get killed down here, I'm stuck down here. And I'm not going to be stuck on this low, on this lower level vibration. I'm a star being. So are you. I'm a star being who's having a lower being. I'm a spirit who's having, again, a fleshly experience. I'm not a fleshly being who's having a spiritual experience. Was it, and you're saying, well, Brother Will, I'm kind of with you, brother, but I'm still not clear. Okay, let's make it crystal clear. So, number one, don't be anxious. The kingdom of God is within you. You are here. God became a man so that way you can become a God. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, that word God just puts people's panties in the wad. I understand. So let's not use that term. Let's continue. Luke 12, 25 says, can you add one cubit? Why did they use the word cubit? To your statue. Now, remember, what I am building is cubits. I'm building your cubit body. And I am building your atomic structure. It's called your glorified body. This is what I do for a living. I build glorified bodies. Now, I know it's contrary to your theology. I understand. But again, after today's show, you go to the Father yourself. And if you're serious, say, Father, I don't believe this dude. He's saying some crazy stuff. I need you. If you're supposed to be the Father, obviously, if you're the Father, you can step out of eternity and you can step, just like in the movie Immortals. The Father can come down here anytime he wants. He did it for me on January the 1st of 2009. He's not a respectable person. See, go to God. Don't be no scared little creature. You ain't no chicken. You his son. Go to him as your son and say, Father, I don't understand none of this stuff this brother's talking about. He sounds sincere, but I'm lost. So you the Father. I need you to tell me. I don't want to hear it secondhand from no dude talk called himself Master Teacher 33. I need to hear it from you. Guaranteed the Father will show up. But be careful. Because when God shows up in your life, your reality, your current world is shattered. When you experience the presence of God, you don't settle for imitation. And unfortunately, people are not going to understand you. You're going to be just like me. You're going to be a man without a country. You're going to be a woman without a family. Guaranteed. If you pray that prayer, the Father will show himself to you. I ain't talking about no physical. I'm talking about he's going to drop some knowledge in your brain that's going to rattle your skull. And that knowledge is going to say, you cannot add a single cubit, that's one atomic element, to your stature. That's what it's going to say. Now, what does that mean? It says that by worrying, you cannot add to the 144. You can't build your body by worrying. That's why I don't do fear. That's why I don't do passivity no more. That's why I only do toe curling stuff. Anything that don't curl my, that don't curl my toes, I'm not interested in anymore. Now, I used to coddle. I used to want to hang out. I used to want to make friends. I used to care about what other people think. I used to want to be loved by everybody. I used to want to be liked. I was just like everybody else. Now I don't give a f- what nobody thinks. I'm not here to make friends. I wasted 50 years of my life, man. I ain't got time to be freaking down here making friends. I got a mission. My mission is to build temples. And I do it the way God has instructed me to do it. Now, the mere fact of me making that statement should ruffle your feathers. So by ruffling your feathers, it causes you to have something called righteous indignation. I want that. I want you to have right. I don't want you to have no anger at me, but I want you to be. I want you to have righteous indignation. That's good. You need that. Why? Let's continue. Luke chapter 12, verse 25. Luke 12, 25. Therefore, if you are not able to do even a little thing like this, what little thing? Add one cubit to yourself. You can't even do that. I can't do it. I've already tried. I tried to do this in my flesh. It didn't work. So Luke 12:25 says, okay, you're going to hear a little static. I got to pull up another scripture. He's saying, you worrying, you trying to figure it out by yourself, He's saying you're trying to do all this stuff and all of this worrying that you're doing, like me, I'm a control freak. I'm a perfectionist. And God is saying, yo, Negro, all of this stuff you're trying to do, you're trying to manipulate. You trying to be a master manipulator. I wrote the book on it. You trying to conjure up. You trying to invoke, provoke. You trying to do shizness your way. That shizness don't work. You can't add one cubit to your glorified body. You can't build no temple like that. You cannot establish no purpose. You cannot live. You cannot have an. You cannot optimize your living experience. You cannot go into the kingdom. Because it says, consider the ravens. They don't sow nor reap. They have no storehouse or no barn, yet God feed them. How much more valuable are you than birds? Luke 12:24 says, so this is why I don't do what none of the Reverend Dr. Bishop say. This is why I don't do yin and yang, tit for tat, karma, tithing, none of that. Because Luke 12:24 says, consider the ravens. I want y'all to go outside and look at some birds. Watch them birds. It says they don't sow nor reap. In other words, they ain't paying nobody. They don't tithe. They don't exchange nothing. This whole law of equivalence, all this stuff, those are lower level laws. Yahushua says, hey, look at the birds. Just look at them. They just flying around free. He says they don't sow nor reap. And then it says they don't even have a storehouse or a barn. Read it for yourself, Luke 12:24. Yet God feeds them. I hear people saying, well, brother, if you don't do this, that, and other, God ain't gonna bless you. I don't know what God that is. The God I serve, man, do you know if that was true in my life? My black ass would be dead. I would be in prison right now. You might know my stuff I've done wrong. If life was based upon what I did right, do you think I would be here talking to you right now? I would be a freaking dead man. So I know that scripture to be true because I lived it. I didn't read about it. So you keep doing stuff. So this is what I did. I set out to prove that scripture wrong. I violated every scripture. I made up scriptures and violated them. I wanted to prove because, see, I was an angry little dude. God took my mama when I was a little kid. So I was like, that can't be no God. Because the lady who killed my mother had a Bible in her hand. So I knew that the God of that Bible was a sucker. And I set out to prove him wrong. That's what I did. And guess what? The more evil I became, the more love I received. That's the God I serve, brother. That's the God. I don't know what y'all doing out there, man. But I don't serve no wishy-washy God. I don't serve no God of tit and tat. I don't serve no God whose arm is too short. I don't serve no God who leave you off and hanging. I can go anywhere, and there ain't no devil in hell can touch me. I've been to seances, and they freaking stopped when I showed up. Not because I'm somebody, but because he's somebody, and his presence dwells inside of my body. I ain't do nothing to get it. I can't do nothing to keep it, and I can't do nothing to lose it. It is by grace. Brother, it is by grace. So you keep playing these freaking games, this tic-tac stuff, y'all will find yourself in a pine box. And you got to get real for God to get real with you. That's why there's only two people on today's message, which is good. Because this message is not for everybody. The road is very narrow. Now I understand my calling. I used to get mad, man. How come my message, people listen to my message and say, dude, you should be like T.D. Jakes. Why are you teaching to 3 and 4 people? You should be teaching in front of thousands. Yeah, thousands, they can't stomach my message. Uh-uh. I wish I could speak. It'd be nice, but not my message. Why? Because do not worry about what you should eat, what you should drink, what you should wear. Do you not know that your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things before you even ask? So before I can even ask it, God has already provided it. That's how I live. Every day. Every day, God is by. When I sit here and I think about the blessings on Mother's Day, I'm sitting here. My mother is gone. God sent me 4 more. I lost my mind. I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I went to my Facebook. I'm like, damn. I just texted my wife this morning. And I was like, man, my mother died. As soon as she died, bam, Emma Jean showed up in my life. Betty Sue showed up in my life. Then my wife's mother loves me like I was her own son. I'm blessed, man. I ain't got nothing to be worried about. It says God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than birds? Then verse 25 says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his lifespan? That's what it means in the New Living Translation. One cubit means adding an hour to a 12-hour day. You cannot add an hour to a 12-hour day. In other words, you cannot increase. You got a certain period of time that you got to get the work done. What is the work? You got to glorify your body. What does that mean? That means that you got to connect on all 12 points of light. What does that mean? That means that you got to find something that curl your toes. What does that mean? That means that you have to wake up in the morning. You got to be cheerful. What does that mean? That means that you enjoy, you are happy, you are full of, even when you're in the valley, even when you're in the belly's well, in the well of the belly, even when you're in the lion's den, no matter where you are, you know, I've been rich, I've been poor, rich or poor, no matter where I find myself, I am content. That's what that means. You know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You just know it. You don't know how you know it, but something in you tells you that when everything is going crazy and everybody else is panicking, something tells you it's going to be all right. You don't know why. You just know. Bills are coming. You ain't got no money. You don't know what you're going to do, but you just know something's going to work out so you don't panic. You don't worry because you know that's not going to add nothing to the problem. Verse 26, Luke 12, 26. So, if you cannot do such a small thing, why are you worrying about the rest of the things? 27. Luke 12, 27. Consider how the lilies grow. Now, we already looked at the birds. The birds, them suckers, they just fly around and do what they want. So he said, okay, if the birds don't do it for you, look at the lilies. So I want everybody to go outside. Find some weeds in your backyard. And then, now if you like me, I go out to my driveway and I see weeds growing through concrete. And I'm like, what the? I've never went to the store and brought no weed seed and plant them suckers. But yet in my backyard, freaking weeds is everywhere. Where the hell they come from? So God said, go out there and consider them. So I go outside and I look at my backyard and I consider the lilies and how they grow. And then it says, they do not labor or spin. Hold up, time out. What? They don't labor or spin. What does that mean? Luke 12, 27. Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their own clothing yet. And then it goes on, like King Solomon. Yet, like Solomon in all his glory, they was not dressed as beautifully as they are. In other words, Solomon and everything that he did still doesn't measure up to a lily that's growing in a field. They do not labor nor spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his glory had and was adorned like one of these. God is saying, I got you, boo-boo. Why are you freaking the hell out? I got you. So the whole, my mother died and I was freaking out. God was telling me, I got you. I got you. I couldn't hear him, though. I was too angry. I was too pissed off. I was too mad. And no matter what I did, no matter how much I tried to destroy stuff, he kept telling the same thing. I got you, homie. I got you, homie. I got you. I said, no, and I couldn't hear him, though, because I was too angry. Luke chapter 28. Now, remember, we're talking about the lilies in the field. Even King Solomon. Now, Solomon was the most richest. He was the wisest, and he was definitely the most prolific. That fool had 300 wives and 800 concubines. You want to talk about somebody who, violated some scriptures? Solomon. But yet God took care of him. How much more will he take care of you? Luke chapter 12, verse 28. Luke chapter 12, verse 28. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow and is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Look at the lilies in the field and how they grow. They don't work. They don't make their own clothing. Yet God takes care of them. Brother and sister, I don't know if you understand what I just said. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is how he does it, and he do that, and they're here today and gone tomorrow, how much more will he clothe you? O you of little faith. Dad is telling me, don't worry, but to go out and do the work. what exactly is the work? Tomorrow, I break down John chapter 11, verse 9. We broke down the work today. Tomorrow, we broke down the 12 hours, John 11, verse 9. And are there not 12 hours in a day when one must do the work? If a man walks in the daytime, he will not stumble, because he will see the light of the world. But if a man works in the nighttime, he will stumble, because the light is not in him. John 11, verse 9. Are there not 12 hours in a day? That represents the 12 that I've been talking about. Specifically, the 12 biological strands in your DNA and your RNA, which wraps up with the 12 cranial nerves, which is represented by the 12 disciples, which is represented by the 12 months, which is represented by the 12 zodiac signs. So the work is to build your temple. Now, I know you've been taught, like me, go to church, get saved. When you die, you get a glorified body. I know. But the same gospel of peace that was written by Yahushua that they took out of the Bible says something totally different. Now, I know you probably have never been taught, but there are certain things that you have to do while you are on this earth. In addition, now you got to do that too, but you got to do what it says in Hebrews 6:1. I don't. I'm trying to wrap my brain around this, and I need the Father to help me because I'm still struggling with the understanding of Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go. I'm not making it up. Let me close with this. So we know the work. What is the work? The work is grow up. The work is build New Jerusalem. Revelation 21:17. That's the work. Make no doubt about it. You can argue and debate it. But I got a commission. I got a mandate from the Most High. They said, Negro, build temples. That's what I'm doing. That's why I got the Clarinata Temple Building Program. Why? Because you're an avatar. And if you are killed, instead of dying, if the enemy can kill you, now remember, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. If he can kill you down here, he's going to kill you up there. I don't know if you understand what that means. You had a prior existence with the Father. In the book of Jeremiah, it says that God foreknew you, he predestined you in your mother's womb. So I talked about our prior existence with the Father. The only way that you can be on earth is if you violated the laws of heaven. You were sent down on this earth because you have to re-establish your divinity. Because either you sided with the fallen star demonstration, or you was probably like me, lukewarm. You didn't know what to do. You say, I don't want to be on the morning star or the fallen star. I don't know. Okay, go down there and figure it out. That's why you're here on earth. That's your reason and your purpose. Now, I don't want you to believe a word I said today. I want you to look it up for yourself. If you don't feel like looking it up, you can do one thing. That guaranteed, get on your knees and pray. If you are sincere, if you got a sincere thought and you got some emotion to go with that thought, you're going to manifest that thought. That's universal spiritual law. That's how God creates. So if you go to God with an original thought, which is his word, this is what I do. I say, God, you said in your word. I remind him what he said. Don't go to God with your words. They may not work. But see, God honors his word above his own name. Now, you can go in his name. That's great. But you don't know his name. So the devil got you. He got you there. So you can't cross over. See, I cross over. When I talk to God with his words, even though they're watered down. So I go to him and I said, Father, you said these. Now this is what I do. You said if I ask, you will give it to me. If I seek, I will find it. You said if I knock, the door shall be open. So I ask, that's my formula. That's my mantra. Notice the first three letters of the scripture. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Ask is A. Seek is S. Knock is K. It's right there in the scriptures. Ask. A-S-K. If you don't remember nothing I said today, when you are in trouble, A-S-K, just remember that. If you just remember when the devil shows up in your life, A-S-K, You ain't got to go nowhere. You ain't got to close your eyes. You ain't got to throw no freaking salt over your shoulder. You don't need no damn amulet. You don't need no reverend like the bishop. You can ask. You can both. The Bible says go boldly to the throne of grace. It says if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your heavenly father give good gifts to his children who ask? That's all you got to do. That's what I've been doing all my life, and it's been working like clockwork. So I'm going to continue to do it because it works. So I've told the Father, Father, I'm not here to do my will anymore. I've been doing my will, so I'm ready. He said, Son, I need somebody to call my people to maturity. I need somebody to establish the New Jerusalem. So I started out with the Eagles Club based upon Hebrews 6:1. The New Living Translation, and I'm closing with this. It says, therefore, let us leave. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. Like I've been saying, I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack. There's a lot of brighter bulbs out there than me, man. But the word leave, last time I checked, means to depart, means to exit. It says, therefore, let us leave the elementary, because they're elementary. El means Elohim. Mentory means mental. In other words, stop being so, get out your head. You got too much reason and logic. You're too damn smart for your own good. You know, Brother Will, now I talk to, I used to debate Reverend Dr. Bishop all the time. But Brother, I went to, you know, I got my degree from, you know, John Hopkins University and, you know, esoteric theology, my brother. And according to the original esoteric and the esogesis of the word, I mean, if you don't get up out of here, what's in your heart, brother? What is your intent? You trying to impress somebody and wax eloquently with your knowledge? Are you trying to freaking get to the throne? Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and let us go on to maturity. This is how you go to maturity. Anybody want to know the secret to life? This is what my whole life is based upon. Everything I do is based upon this scripture. Every morning, I memorize the scripture many moons ago. So I do this every day. Not laying again the foundation of repentance. I don't beg. I don't repent. That's why I told you guys, I don't pray to God. I pray as God. Because I don't have to repent no more. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but look it up for yourself. Don't believe a word I'm saying. It says, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. God says, okay, which sins has he forgiven you for, brother? Which ones? Present, past, or future? All of them suckers. Well, I mean, the God I serve. Okay, let's go on. Let us not lay again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith in God. I don't have faith in God. I know some people do. But the Bible tells me, okay, when you do that, that's great. You got to have faith in God. Now, I don't have faith. Some people have faith in God, as I've talked about before. Some people have faith in faith. Like I used to do before, now I got faith position. My faith is in my calling because my power comes from my position. When I was a cop, they gave me a badge and a gun. And they said, go out and shoot bad guys and arrest them. When I went to the chief and said, I don't want to be a cop no more, they said, give me that badge, bruh. Give me that gun. If you ain't in the position, you ain't got the authority to arrest nobody. When I was a Marine, they gave me freaking my dress blues, and they told me, they put my stripes on my shoulder and said, you are a United States Marine. And I walked around like a freaking Marine. I had the uniform, and I did what Marines do. And when I got out of the Marine Corps, they said, hold up. We're going to give you a DD-2. We're going to give you a document that shows you exited out of the Marines. You are no longer a Marine. I know they say once a Marine, all of them always Marine. Bullishness. Once you decide to stop operating according to the covenant and the agreement, and you decide to cancel the contract that you made with the United States government to be a Marine, you ain't a Marine no more. Give me that uniform. I said, but I want to keep the uniform. No. Well, I want to be able to have the duty. I cannot go on base right now and go walk around and act like I'm a damn Marine. I gave up that right when I gave up the position. Your power comes from your position, brother. Your power comes from your position. And if you ain't got no position, that's purpose. That's diaconia. That's why that's the first thing I do before I talk to anybody. You ain't got no diaconia report, I can't talk to you. Because you ain't got no freaking purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So you can't have faith in God. You can't have faith in faith. You got to have faith in your position and in your calling. Because the person that gave you that position and put you in your place, the three P's, person, place, position. Number three, instructions about baptism. So we're supposed to go, we're not supposed to do that no more. Hebrews 6:2. Go on, says leave these things. What things? Instructions about baptisms. Now, I'm not against baptism. You can baptize. I've been baptized about 20-something times. Every Sunday when we was a kid, they made us get baptized. I don't know why. They did. So I was either beat or get baptized. I used to get beat. Then I was like, I'm just going to get baptized, bro. It ain't worth that metal pipe on my back. So I just jumped in the tube. Then every Sunday, I got baptized. Then it says, the laying on of hands. You won't see me laying hands on nobody. Why? God said, we don't got to do that no more. The resurrection of the dead. Okay, people still preaching about the resurrection. That's great. But guess who's going to resurrect the dead, bruh? Guess who's going to resurrect the dead? That's what I'm teaching you how to do right now. And of eternal judgment. What? Hold up, Doc. What you mean by that, brother? We're not supposed to preach about hellfire and brimstone anymore. That's fear, homie. That's a counterfeit conversion. Remember the three things, fear, doubt, and unbelief. If you're going because of fear, you in deep kimchi. When you go up against them devils that I went up against, when they used to whoop my behind, it's because I got a counterfeit conversion. I got saved for fire insurance. I didn't get saved because I had a purpose. That's why the devil used to walk through me like freaking butter, because he knew I was fake. He knew I was running. We're not supposed to be teaching these things anymore. Or once you learn them, you go on past them. The resurrection of the dead and the eternal judgment. And this we do, if God permits. Hebrews 6:1, 2, and 3. That who I am, bruh. Anybody want to know what I believe? That's it. Hebrews 6:1, 2, and 3. Period. You can throw in verse 4 if you want to. It is possible for those who have once, who have been enlightened, who have tasted of the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit. It is impossible. According to the scriptures, it is impossible. If you've done these things and then leave, it's impossible to come back. That's why this is so important. I've done those things. I tried to leave. Couldn't leave. That's called grace. God's riches at Christ's expense, not the person, the position. God's riches. When you find your position, you can't leave it. You can't. You have to fulfill it. I can't do nothing else. You got to put a bullet in my head. If I have to go get a regular job, you have to put a bullet in my head. There's nothing I can do. This is the only thing that matters to me. I tried, man, 63 times. I tried to do something else because this is not nice. People don't like. I got 2-3 people listening today. People don't like to hear this kind of stuff. People ain't gonna pay me for doing this. This calling. A prophet is not welcome in his hometown. I can't go home talking about this stuff. Hey, man, that little dude that grew up down there that walked in the streets homeless when you were a little kid. Man, get up out of here talking about Matthew 33 talking about you building temples. Man, you better go sit down somewhere. That's the reception I get when I go home. Brothers and sisters, calling, yeah, it ain't cheap, bruh. It's going to cost you something. But guess what? You sleep good at night. The 4 hours of sleep I do get, man, I knock them out, bro. I be sleeping good. So tomorrow we break down part 2 of this series. We know what the work is. That's to rebuild our temple, our glorified body. Now we need to know, and the way that we build our glorified bodies. We're going to talk about the way that we do this, and we're going to talk about the time strain that we have to do it. According to John chapter 11, verse 9, and it has to do with what I've been saying for 20 years inside of my book, The Metaphysics of New Clay, How to Activate the 12-Strand Christ DNA. Thankfully, Christ is not leaving it up to you. He's already started the process. That's what's happening according to the movie Threshold and according to what I'm feeling in my body and in my head. And how we're going to transition from a carbon 666 based subatomic being into a 12-12-12, the new Jerusalem that the Bible talks about. That's you. You are the new city, which the word city means cell. Your cells, brother, each cell in your body. The word city, it means cell. So we're talking about cellular DNA, histology. That's what I started studying in college when I first went to school. before I listened to some fool who said, hey, brother, maybe you should change. So I did. I love biology. There is something inside of your cells, one blood cell. We're going to break down it tomorrow. Inside of each blood cell, you have every blood cell in your body. This is the process of mitosis that I have in my book christened. We're going to break it down tomorrow. This is how you regenerate. This is how you regene. This is how you activate 12 strands of your DNA. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I merge it and flee, reality, you went murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it.